Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. You did it! You did it! You did it! How does it feel? Good, I hope. It sure does for me. Today, you're going to recite all of Psalm 91. You may not have it perfected yet, especially the verses we most recently added, but you'll get there. Now, hopefully, this is only the beginning of using this powerful chapter in God's Word to calm anxious thoughts. And I'd like to say, the very last word in Psalm 91 is the ultimate tool to crush anxiety. Let me read verse 16 again. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation. Nothing crushes anxiety like that. Now, the psalmist experienced salvation differently than you and I. They looked forward to the cross of Jesus and could probably not understand in all fullness the kinds of things the prophet spoke of. Nevertheless, they experienced God's rescue time and time again. You and I, we look back at the cross of Jesus. We understand more about God's ultimate salvation. We can think about this promise in the psalm differently. Listen again to this verse in the context of eternal life. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the key for us to ultimately crush anxiety. You see, one day Jesus will wipe every tear away. Not only that, but everything that's caused pain and fear and anxiety will be what the Bible calls a former thing. That is, we won't feel it. Furthermore, the best of life here on this earth, it's just a foretaste of all we'll know and experience in heaven. And that is unchangeable. This is salvation. Of course, we don't deserve it. We deserve death, actually. We have each of us contributed to both our own anxiety and the anxiety of others because we're sinful. But Jesus is coming back one day to crush every evil thing. And because he's died on the cross for you, he will not crush you, but will lift you up to live with him forever in heaven. When you truly internalize this hope, you find that this world's problems seem, well, less problematic. All of them, every single one. You can face everything with eternal salvation hope. But if you place your hope in yourself, you'll be anxious to perform. If you place it in circumstances, you'll be anxious if they change. If you place it in achievement, you'll be anxious to succeed. The only thing that ultimately makes you immune from anxiety is fixing your eyes on Jesus and his heavenly promises. Now, this, of course, really only works if you truly have surrendered your heart and mind to Christ. Let me show you what I mean. One study of 500 individuals measured anxiety and thinking about Jesus. Participants were instructed to write about him. Those who stated previously that religion was exceedingly important to them had a strong decline in anxiety after they fixed their minds and thoughts on Jesus. Good news, right? But those who did not consider religion important, possibly signifying that Jesus was not their savior or they were not engaged in Christian community, well, they actually felt more stress when they wrote about Jesus. It's not just Jesus, but intimacy with him that ultimately erases anxiety and fear in our lives. In Luke 12:32, Jesus says to those of us who know him, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." That is our ultimate hope. He is our hope. Now, I know you have a lot of memory work to do on this walk today, but can I also invite you to think about Jesus a whole lot? In fact, let me end our Holy Girl Walk with Hebrews 12:2 and this special invitation. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He will write faith on your heart, and when it's not quite what it should be, he will perfect it. Our work is to just fix our eyes on him and his great salvation. What a joy it's been to walk with you. Thank you for taking the Holy Girl Walk Season 1 with me. Keep walking, my friend.